What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely, lovely part-time co-host, Em.
I'm a full-time co-host. Thank you very much.
She's a part-time co-host. We've already been over this. You're part-time.
Are you discriminatory against people of color that are co-hosts?
No, I'm discriminatory against daughters who don't show up when I need them to show up on the podcast. That's what I'm discriminatory against. So if you call me a daughterist, is that a word?
No.
It's daughterism. Anyways, so what's going on, Em? What you been doing? Oh, wait, what exciting nothing. Life you lead.
I've been playing Roblox. That's it.
You've been playing Roblox?
Yeah, that's it.
What? What are you doing on Roblox?
I gotta do my I'm not gonna explain to you what I like.
The world wants to know, what are we doing in Roblox? This has took a turn, people. This is not how it's supposed to start. Are you like dressing up characters or what are we doing? Playing like a fashion Roblox? So Roblox is a bunch of different games, right? What game
you
are you playing
exactly
in Roblox?
You know exactly what Roblox is. Don't play with me. You know exactly.
So what are you doing in Roblox?
He sat on the computer and played it before, so he knows exactly what he's talking about.
I have never played Roblox in my life.
Yeah, and that's a lie.
I haven't, seriously. I sat down with London, but I don't know what she was doing. I used to think it was one big game, but then I realized that people make games and put into it. So what exactly game are you playing?
It's like what's the name? There was that one game that came out, and you were like, I want to kind of make a game on there.
What was the game you're playing? What's the name of it?
Why are you worried about it?
Are you embarrassed of what you're playing on Roblox? Interesting.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. This is not how we're supposed to start it, but Now I'm fascinated though about this M's secret Roblox. I'm gonna have to go look at the Roblox history. I'm
gonna know my account name.
Don't worry. I'm gonna spy and I'm gonna report back what M's been playing on Roblox.
Okay.
But anyways,
What game is it? Dreams? Remember Dreams?
But that's PlayStation though. What's that got to do with Roblox?
If you put games in it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same. It's a little more advanced, isn't it? How do we get here? Okay, anyways. M, you want to tell everybody where you can find us? M, you want to tell everybody you can... Oh, never mind, M. You know what? So, on today's episode, I got this. Don't worry about it. You just sit there and be a part-timer. How about that? You just sit there and be a part-timer. I take over this.
I don't know where to find this.
All right, today on Audio Oddity, God of War gets a release date, a few more news stories. But before that, don't forget, this is Audio Oddity. You can find us across all podcast platforms and all social media platforms at Audio Oddity. M.
Yes.
So other than Roblox, let's get into a little what you've been playing, what you've been watching. And other than Roblox, what you've been doing?
I watched Umbrella Academy.
Playing secret games on Roblox.
Oh my gosh. I like Dungeon Quest, by the way. How'd you like
Umbrella Academy? Did we talk about the Umbrella Academy last time?
I think we did too.
Did we finish it last time though? It had just started, huh? I don't remember. But anyways, what you playing? Demon's Quest, what'd you say? M, what'd you say? Demon's Quest? Dungeon's Quest? What you been playing?
Dungeon Quest. If you know what that game is, I'm only level 44.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Dungeon Quest. It's like a Roblox game. What do you mean?
Oh, so you're playing a game in Roblox now. Interesting. What's it about? Is this a secret game or is just, what is it? Hello? Is it like what?
It's like, I don't know how to explain
it. Do you not know? You should have seen this puzzled look on her face when I asked her this. I mean,
It's like a game where you fight in dungeons. That's it. Like, and you level up, you get better weapons. I got dropped like good weapons, so I have like stuff above my level.
Okay,
I'm only level 44.
Can you beat it, or is it just kind of like a continuous thing, or Does it have an ending? Is that the question is? Does the game have an ending in?
I don't know. I never got that far. I'm level 44.
But that's what I'm saying.
I don't think it is. I think they just keep on adding on to the game.
Is it like a RPG inside of Roblox? Is that what you're saying? Or is it... I mean, please elaborate. I need to know more about...
Okay, it's a game where you find...
It's a game where?
You fight in dungeons. It's a game where you fight in dungeons and like... you just like you level up, you get better, the levels get harder, and it's kind of like a grinding game, you know what I mean? It's just literally that. I guess you can, some people like to role play in it and like do all that, but I'm not really into that in that game. So
this was created inside of Roblox.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Okay, I mean, I guess. Okay, anything else?
No, not really.
So that's not the secret game you're playing, though, right? That's just
a secret game. No, that it was what I was playing.
Okay. All right. Interesting. What else you been playing? What else you been watching? I know Umbrella Academy, but I don't know if I think we talked about Umbrella Academy. I'm not sure.
I think we talked about how Klaus is my favorite character and...
Yeah, but I don't know if we finished it. It was okay. It was, it was all right. It wasn't like, it was okay. I guess because I'm watching The Boys at the same time, and it's like totally, The Boys is just better.
I'm watching The Boys. I finished the season of The Boys.
Oh, you finished The Boys?
Not finished the season of The Boys.
You're on the first season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you start to watch it from the beginning. Yeah. How you liking it?
It's good. I don't like Homelander. I'll be honest. I don't think anyone likes Homelander. Anyone who does that likes Homelander. You got issues.
Why you hating on Homelander? He has issues, but he's Homelander is a very complicated person.
He's not a complicated person. He's a bad person. What do you mean?
He's pretty horrible.
You remember that one plane?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. For those, this kind of spoiler alerts. Yeah.
No, you don't have to tell him. Them just say, just remember that one plane.
Yeah, I know. But I love that show. That show is awesome, though. I love The Boys. All right. So, Umbrella Academy, The Boys. What else you said? What was the other one? You said something.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, we finished Stranger Things. And you ever tried that Stranger Things video game on...
No. Don't plan to either.
Oh, okay. Why not?
Because it looks like...
it looks like a little fun, like, 8-bit game. I don't see the problem with it, honestly. I think it looks fun. You don't agree? You don't agree with it?
It looks like... I'm looking at it right now. It looks like...
Have you tried any of the games on Netflix?
No.
Like any of I haven't either. Oh,
I have played interactive play story mode Minecraft story mode.
On Netflix? How does that work? Like, what do you use?
You use a controller.
Like your Xbox controller or like the remote control for
remote
your TV?
Remote control for your TV.
So, please walk me through this real quick.
Click the answer. It's a story mode. It's story mode. So, you just click the answer.
Okay.
And this thing looks so bad.
Oh, you're looking at it right now?
Yes.
Okay. It could be good. So you just click the answers and then you just
click the answers. That's it. There's not much like you. And also, I think for quick motion, it's like just like press. I
mean, not a whole lot of gameplay to it.
No, it's not like walking around. I mean, it is walking around, but it's not like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But it's Minecraft?
It's Minecraft.
So, is there building?
No. It's Minecraft story mode, if you've never seen that.
Is that like Minecraft Dungeons?
No.
Oh, that's different than Minecraft Dungeons?
That's totally different from Minecraft Dungeons.
But Minecraft Dungeons is a story, right?
No, Minecraft Dungeons is a whole game. Like, oh my gosh.
I'm confused. Okay. So, we got Minecraft regular, Minecraft Dungeons, which is separate, and then Minecraft story mode. Where you just click answers on, and that's on Netflix? Really?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, but so, if I remember correctly, it's on Netflix.
Like, how, so can you, okay, so have you, so you haven't played any other game outside of that on Netflix? Like, I'm interested in how you, like, move.
I've
like,
never. I like think you just, like, click on it. Like, click. I mean, it already has a circle thing. I mean, for the remote we have anyway. It already has, like, everything you need to move around.
And you just kind of move, click, yeah, you just move, click, move, click.
I think it's much easier than, yeah.
I don't know if this Netflix gaming thing is going to pan out.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. I haven't heard any, like, horrible stuff about it, but I also haven't heard anybody like go, oh, I can't wait to get home and play a game on Netflix. You know, I hope it does. Anything's better for gaming the more we have, but I don't know if it'd be something I'll be using. Maybe on my phone, like, you know, like mobile game, like they do have it on the phone, right?
Netflix? I have no idea.
I'm sure you can get it and access it on your mobile. I'm sure.
Let me. I can't check that, but. Yeah,
but I'm sure
you'll access it. Maybe, yeah. maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. What else? That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I have been playing God of War in preparation for God of War coming out.
Wait, God of War is going to be a movie?
What? God of War, the game.
Oh.
Really? Really?
Honestly, that movie is so boring.
Well, oh, I love it. The game is so good. I started it, you know, when it came out in 2018.
I'm not actually speaking on it.
You only actually watch me play it like a little bit and then you'll like leave.
Yeah, I've only seen you throw axe like around and like, boy, get in the boat.
Yeah, get in the boat, boy. Yeah. But I'm really enjoying it. This is my I didn't finish it the first time, but I started all over from the beginning again. And that game's so good. So good.
That game's so good.
So hopefully I can finish it all the way through before the next one comes out, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, I'm really enjoying that. Been playing boxing with the kids. Fight Night it's on EA Play, Game Pass if you have it. But the old Fight Night Champions, I think, game, the kids really enjoy that boxing. Who knew?
Yeah, I was going to say, why do they enjoy boxing?
I don't know. But I've been playing that with them. Been playing, what else with them? Played some Street Fighter the other day with them. They suck. Played some, what else have we been playing? I don't know. What else been going on?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't been playing like anything recently. Like nothing at all.
I know, except for obviously secret games on Roblox and Netflix games. Yeah, we understand.
No, I didn't play that.
We get it. But what else? I've been dabbling in a few things, especially with the kids, because I've been trying to find a lot of multiplayer games with them. We was playing Gang Beast.
That was fun. I love Gang Beast. I remember I used to watch that like when I was not four years old, but I remember when the game was just like, it just came out.
Yeah. They played that for hours the other day.
Yeah.
Hours. Fallout. You know, Fall Guys is free now.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird now, but
that. Yeah, a little. But they've been playing a lot of Fall Guys.
I guess it said screw you to anyone that bought it, because it was like, how much was it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It came free with PlayStation. It was like PlayStation Plus. I think the first round of PlayStation 5, PlayStation Plus games. That's when I picked it up. But the kids are enjoying it. They've been playing that a lot. I dabble in and out of that with them. And yeah, I think that's about it. It's been a strange slow gaming week. It's not slow. It's just a strange gaming week for me because I'm trying to find things to play with them, you know, so I'm not doing my normal you know, single player things. I've been itching to get back into Elden Ring, which I probably will this week.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I've been getting that itch.
You play on Elden Ring as much as you play in your Oculus, which is not at all.
I've been getting that itch. I'm gonna get on that Oculus soon.
Yeah. He won't let me play on it because
probably right after this.
Anyone wants to send me an Oculus, we have a PO box.
Probably after this, I'm gonna get on the Oculus right after this podcast. No, I'm lying. I won't get on the Oculus right after this podcast. But yeah, I don't know. It's been a weird gaming week for me. Kind of weird gaming week. You know, and then we went on vacation last week. I don't know. It's just been all weird. It's been weird. But anyway, M.
Yeah.
Let's get into some news.
Some news.
News. What's going on this week? What's been going on since we... I'm not even going to go over what's been going on since we left. Because I haven't been... Like, I know we missed like 2-3 weeks of just stuff. Just stuff.
Just stuff.
All right. So, the biggest one is Ragnarok God of War has a release date, November 9th. You ready, M? You ready for that? Whoop, whoop.
No.
You're not ready for that? Well, yeah, it has a release date finally. And, yeah, you know, this kind of. Yeah. Well, I can't wait for it. I mean, of course, I'm getting this day one. It will probably be on pre-order. I'm probably going to go ahead and get it digitally and go ahead and buy that. But, it kind of puts my game of the year up in the air now. Elden Ring, God of War. That's what it's going to come down to at the end of the year. Elden Ring or God of War?
God of War. I mean,
that's going to be a tough one.
Elden Ring.
Especially if they can get, if they can capture that greatness that they caught in the first God of War.
It's going to be a tough one. What if it's like a completely different story? Like, boy grows up, boy, you're playing as the boy now.
That might happen later in the game. It's going to start with Kratos. You know, it's going to start with Kratos. But later in the game, I can see where they like do. Well, the boy's like grown. I wonder if he's gonna be all like buff like Kratos, or he's gonna be like kind of like a skinny hero. I don't know.
Skinny hero.
I don't know. I mean, he does have he will have the powers that you would hope, right? So I don't know, man. But this definitely puts my game of the year up in the air. That's gonna be the competition right there. Pure competition. So we're going to see how that goes. I mean, Elden Ring was pretty much running away with it before this.
Running away.
Yeah, they were. It was no, you know, it was like, okay, it's going to be Elden Ring. But now, I don't like, know.
It's some pup game. I don't know.
Oh, it's when somebody comes out with, like,
yeah.
or what was that year? I think it was Among Us.
Yeah.
But only thing disqualified Among Us is that I have come to find out. I remember they found out that Among Us had been out for like 2 years already and nobody just knew about it or whatever. And but Among Us was real, like, what was that? 2020? Was that 2020? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But Among Us was like
2020. I remember I was grounded at the time. So I was like, what's Among Us?
Was like in real talks, like people like, oh, Among Us game of the year, but come to find out Among Us came out like in 2018 or something. So but those little games, you gotta watch them. Those little games sometimes they sneak up on you. That ain't happening this year, though. It's gonna be Elden Ring or it's gonna be God of War. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope it's just as great as the one I'm playing right now, is the 2018 version. Have you ever heard of Skull and Bones?
I have, actually.
Skull and Bones is a little short history of Skull and Bones. It was originally a DLC for.
It's a pirate game?
Assassin's Creed, yes. Assassin's Creed Black Flag, remember that game?
No.
You don't remember Assassin's Creed Black Flag, really? It's like the greatest Assassin's Creed ever.
But, the greatest Assassin's Creed ever.
Yeah, but anyways, it was supposed to be originally planned for a DLC for that, but then something happened, it broke off, it became its own independent game, then it went into like development hell or something, and it was like rumors. Hell? Yeah, it's been going on for years, and it was rumors of it coming out, but then it wasn't coming out, then it was coming out, and we finally, it's coming out. So yeah. And the bad thing about it is it's coming out the day before God of War. so nobody will play this game, and it will
you never know.
Yeah,
this maybe game, they should push it back.
Not when it comes out. This game will be, yeah, they need to really move that. They really move that date. That is a horrible date if you actually, I think they're doing this on purpose to try to hide it. They're trying to hide the game.
Wait, is it
the
really bad? Would it be really
I
bad?
I saw the
bad?
Gameplay. It doesn't look bad, but I don't know. It's just whenever you release, whenever you pick your release date next to like a
I
huge
feel like
game,
YouTubers are going to get their hands on it or something like that.
I don't know. Whenever you release your game next to a big, huge game, you really, you're saying you don't care about your game. You don't really want it to get played right now. And you know, it could be a stall tactic where nobody plays it right then, so they can put in a bunch of patches, you know, and by the time people get to it, it's all patched up and ready to go. Could be like that or something. I don't
Maybe.
Know. It's just weird to put your game the day, you know what I mean? Like the day of a big game, like, you know, God of War, you know.
Why don't they push it back? They definitely...
We'll see. If they don't push it back, it's definitely a stall tactic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the first day one is going to be like a 50 gig update nobody's going to know about because, you know, the game came out at the same time God of War came out. So nobody's going to care. But we're going to see. We'll see how this pans out. I wonder if it'd be nice if it goes to Game Pass. I say that about everything, though. I think everybody says that. It'd be nice if it goes to Game Pass.
Maybe. Honestly,
that's like the new
trend.
I'd
play a pirate game. I don't play a lot of pirate games. Games?
You ever played Sea of Thieves?
Trauma.
Oh, okay. All right.
Remember this?
Did I touch a nerve? My bad. All right. You might be interested in this one right here. You remember Lollipop Chainsaw?
No.
You didn't play this?
What's Lollipop Chainsaw?
You didn't play this. This is definitely your game.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
I think
Chainsaw.
It's on Game Pass. Maybe. Yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw was It was about a girl who fought zombies with a chainsaw and she carried her severed head of her boyfriend on her belt. You didn't.
Oh my gosh. I'm
it's kind of like, to me, the style was, you remember that, what's that game you used to play? Alice in Weirdland or?
Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, but it was something else. It was like, it was something weird. You used to play it. I don't know. Yeah, Lollipop Chain.
Atlas and Malice Returns.
Whatever. You just play that. And it kind of like that to me, but you never play Lollipop Chainsaw? Go download Lollipop Chainsaw after this. I think you would really like it if it's on Game Pass still. I think it was on Game Pass once upon a time. I'm not sure if it's still there. But anyways, the point of Lollipop Chainsaw is that it's coming back.
As a new game?
Yeah, as a remaster or something. Might even be a remake. They're going to remake the game in 2023.
So sounds good. I don't know what it seems.
Did you
fun.
Look it up?
Yeah, I looked it up.
It looks like
she really
something,
does carry her boyfriend's head on her.
Yeah, she does. She carries her boyfriend's head on her. She carries around the chainsaw. So I played it. It was kind of goofy.
Goofy.
But yeah. But yeah. Something I didn't know about it though that I heard the other day is it was written by James Gunn, who wrote Guardians of the Galaxy. That's weird.
What? That's so...
Yeah, that is weird and random. And I don't know how he got involved in Lollipop Chainsaw, but he was a part of the creation and co-wrote it. So, yeah. And I don't know why they picked this game to remake out of all the games. I have no idea. It's just weird. But, yeah. So, if you're a big Lollipop Chainsaw fan, Lollipop Chainsaw. Yep. Let me see, what's another one? It looks like She-Hulk is coming to the
event. She-Hulk, what's She-Hulk?
Hello, first of all, the Avengers is still a game, like we still doing that. that the Avengers game, they still play, people out here still playing that. Apparently they're getting She-Hulk. She's coming to the Avengers.
Who is She-Hulk?
Okay.
Who is She-Hulk?
She-Hulk. You didn't really. It's like Bruce Banner's cousin. She's getting a show. She's getting a whole show on Disney, I think.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Do you know anything? Like what do you do with your time?
I watch Umbrella Academy.
All right. Well, if you're still playing Marvel Avengers, you get She-Hulk. Yay. I'm sure somebody cares. Let me see. Apparently, there's some problems with Red Dead Online.
There's always problems with Red Dead Online.
Looks like they're not giving no more updates to Red Dead Online. I think they're killing it.
They're killing it?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but if you play Red Dead Online, you might want to look into that, because it looks like Rockstar confirmed Red Dead Online will get no more major updates, and it seems resources that was focused on the game have been moved to working on GTA 6.
Sure. Sure, that's all I had to say about that.
What you mean, sure? You don't believe them or something?
I don't believe that GTA 6 is ever coming
out. Oh, you don't believe GTA 6 exists as a thing? It's coming out. Don't worry about it. It's coming. GTA 6 is coming. It's going to be years, but it's coming. I can't wait, man. You know, that's a day one for me. I love my GTAs. I just wish they didn't take so long to come out. What, last one was like 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly 10 years ago, I think.
That's crazy. Crazy what the takes so long for those games to come out. Let me see, anything else we need to go over. You know the game Skate? You know the game, you played Skate?
Oh, Skate 3, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Skate 4 is a real thing, apparently. Maybe. Hopefully. They got some leaked images of Skate 4 that came out in multiplayer. So, that ought to be cool. Some Elden Ring dude beat the game with a piano.
What?
I hate those people, man. I hate them. I don't know. He found some way to hook a piano up to his thing and he beat the game with the piano. I'm done. I am finished. Let me see. You know, Final Fantasy VII is coming. They got another Final Fantasy VII. I don't care about Animal Crossing. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Oh, well, I guess this is past tense. You know Final Fantasy VII Remake, right? You wanted to play that or something, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. It was almost, they almost made it into two separate games instead of three. So. I think that's it. Thor is coming to Fortnite. I thought Thor was in Fortnite already.
I'm pretty sure too. Wait, what?
Excuse me. Yeah. I don't know. I thought he was already in there. Yeah, nothing else. Everything else kind of, meh. Oh, I did see this. They have a RoboCop first-person shooter coming out. What you think about that? What, do you seen RoboCop? You never seen RoboCop, huh? Em? Nope. Maybe.
I know, thinking about it, like,
people I've don't never see you shaking your head, Em.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't think I've seen RoboCop, like, ever.
You know who RoboCop is?
RoboCop. He's like a superhero who's a robot.
Yeah.
Is he a dog?
He's a cop and he's Robo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. No, I have seen RoboCop because he fell in love with that one girl.
I don't know. They're making a first person shooter out of him. I will play that. I don't know how good that'll be. I wonder if you it's I heard somewhere. Turtles, so. I seen somewhere that might be like in VR. If that's in VR, I'll definitely play it. And while we're on 80s stuff coming back, a new Terminator survival game they're making also. That ought to be cool. And let me see, Corey. I know you like the Corey.
The Corey, yeah.
Nope. Nothing. Don't look like Bloodborne is ever going to get a remaster. Sorry, Bloodborne people. All right. I think I'm done, Em.
You done?
I think that's it. It's, I know, a bunch of Pokemon news. I refuse.
Yeah, you didn't even play. You said you were, I'm going to buy.
I'm going to get Arceus. Yeah, and then, no. My wallet wouldn't allow me. It was like, nah, fam. We ain't
doing that.
Nah. Soon as I realized no voice acting, nah. We ain't doing that. Nah.
I can't believe you're the only person in the world that, maybe you're not.
I am not. Oh, I'm pretty sure people will band with me together out there. Stand up against Nintendo people.
Stop.
Don't let them treat us like this. All right. I think that's it, Em. I think that's all.
Okay.
Any parting words?
I'm playing your Oculus.
You're not going to play on my Oculus ever.
Why? I'm gonna say you that let live me on do air. That.
You're never going to play on the Oculus. Never. So, all right. Thanks, everybody. Bye. And be well.
Bye, August.
No.